Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Show, friend of the show, he's coming to town to play against Alabama State down here in Atlanta. Swag Me Out Challenge in August. It's Larry Scott, coach of the Howard Bisons at the Mecca. The Bisons gonna be things. Coach Scott, good to see you again, my brother.
Hey, man, always great to see you, my man. Thanks for having me on again.
Anytime, Coach Scott, man. Look, I'm so happy to see you guys coming to town. Coach, you just don't know, man. How's it feel to know you're bringing that coming into Atlanta? Was a big Bison base there down here who went there and love you guys, man.
Man, I tell you what, every time I've come down there, it's always been a big game. You know, when I was at Tennessee, it was my first game, you know, as the offensive coordinator in the Chick-fil-A Kickoff Classic. Then I was in the Chick-fil-A Bowl with Florida. We beat up on Michigan a little bit. So every time I've had a chance to come into the A, man, and play a big-time football game, it's been great. And we're really looking forward to this MEAC SWAC Challenge and bringing the Howard Bison and you know, all the faithfuls out there in the ATL area and all those good things into the stadium, man. I think we'll have a good time. I think it's going to be great. Excited about it.
And what's good about Coach is week zero. Everybody going to see you and Alabama State, Eddie Robinson Jr., on full display, because that week right there is all about you guys. It's no other game in town. It's just the Swag Me Out Challenge. And that's why I love to see Black Hawks football, HBCU football, on display fully.
Absolutely. You know, national stage in Atlanta against a really good opponent in Alabama State, a chance to, you know, just not represent, you know, the Alabama State brand or the Howard brand of football, but the HBCU brand of football and what is – what we're building towards and what we're doing and seeing some of the talent that we have to put on display and all of those good things. So it's a win-win for obviously for both of us, but it's a win-win for HBCU football and college football as a whole.
No doubt. And Coach Scott, let me, man, you know, coming from where you came from, being in Miami, being in Florida, but Tennessee, man, I know the SEC football has their own tradition, but talk about how it is, this HBCU tradition, how fun it is. Tailgating, way did the barbecue smell, the bands, the music. Just talk about the ambiance of the coach coming from where you came from, brother.
Well, for me, it's a lot like that because it's a way of life. You know, it's a way of life. It's a cultural thing that, you know, and at the HBCU level, that's unmatched because it's the food, it's the family, it's the camaraderie, it's the show, it's the, you know, the fraternities and sororities, it's the game, it's the band. It's so all encompassing. To it, it's hard to match it. It's hard to match what that is, what that looks like, and you definitely can't duplicate it. So it's definitely something that, man, we're all excited about as a team, as a university. But I think more too as we continue to grow our Howard Bison community surrounding, you know, athletics, surrounding our football program. I think it's something that's going to bring a whole lot of energy and juice to everybody.
And Coach Scott, I see on Twitter, man, the energy of your guys and your Twitter feed, man. I see that's the buzz, man. You signed some great dudes about doing signing period as well. Man, I feel like you really built something special down here, and I'm glad AD Davis is giving you the opportunity to do that. You know, in this business, sometimes you don't get a chance really to build it the right way. But every year, even through the COVID year, I've seen the growth of your program every game, every year we talk, it's getting better and better and better. And then how's it been right there in the thick of seeing your vision come to fruition, man?
You know what it is? It's great, but we around here we talk about small dubs, and every day, what do those small dubs look like? Well, it's the day to day process of creating a culture of winning. And I sometimes take that word and I'm like, I don't like the word of culture, but just a way of life around here for how things are done. It's the standard and expectations that we all have. You know, from the player to coach, the coach to player, to, you know, the student assistant to whoever, the videographer, everybody's. Bought into, you know, the vision of what we're trying to build and build it where we can sustain. It's just not this fly-by-night one year here, one hit wonder, whatever the case may be. We're building a product that's going to be able to sustain all the goods, the ups, the downs, the ebb and flows of what college football is. We're going to be built the right way because the foundation is going to be strong. And when you lay a strong foundation, which we've spent a lot of time on in these past 2 years of just foundationally building every single aspect of the program, every single person that touches the program, is what we've been doing. And when you build it that way, you know it's a matter of time before you start having true success on all fronts, both academically, athletically, and socially.
No doubt, Coach. And I'm seeing it, man. I'm looking from afar, and I'm loving what I'm seeing. Because I'm seeing what you told me when we first talked for the first time. Coming, it's happening. And I'm loving seeing that about what you got going on. And I feel like your young men are really bought into it. I see your young men on social media. They're not crazy like some teams I see. They are really, they have a head on their shoulders. I said, Coach, I ain't going to play that stupid stuff. So I see what you put into your players, man. You're pouring into them, who you are. And I'm seeing it come out in them as well, brother.
Absolutely. It's all bigger than ball. So like I said, it's a holistic approach to what we do and how we do it around here through our Real Talk Wednesdays, where we try to touch every subject matter that we can that builds young men and build people. Hopefully we start to see that, come into display and how they live their lives. And that, to me, that's winning. And when you start doing that on a day-by-day basis and you're winning in all aspects of your life, man, winning football games will take care of itself. Always will.
No doubt. And Coach, you have another Atlanta team you're playing, Morehouse, right across the street from where I kind of grew up at. That's where I grew up on, off North Side Drive. So that's right in my hood, Coach. I used to go over there and get food and sneak and get food over there out of the cafeteria, dining hall when I was a kid. So
Great, man. That's awesome. Good stuff there now.
Yeah, I used to do that as a kid, brother. So we playing Morehouse and these were sort of for New Jersey up at MetLife Stadium, man. Another Atlanta kind of piece there. So building that Bison brand in the A as well, man. Talk about that game is Morehouse up there in HBCU in NYC Classic, brother.
No, yeah, man. Two real strong branded programs, tradition, which programs and academic universities and those type of things. And I think it's two names that permeate through all Black homes in America. Right. You mentioned Morehouse University. You mentioned Howard University. Everybody knows where both of those are and who they are and what they're all about. So I think it's a classic matchup. I think it's a matchup that's built for two great brands to clash and, in MetLife Stadium. What an awesome opportunity for both teams, for both programs to have a chance to play in that venue, for the alums and everybody from both sides to have a chance to pack that venue and show what we're really all about, in the New York, New Jersey area. We'll be huge. I think we can't talk enough about how big that is because of the brands, but I think for the young men and the opportunity to do that and do it in an NFL stadium, in an environment like that, is irreplaceable. And it gives them a lot of energy. It gives them a lot of energy to continue to work hard, to prepare well, and understand that these type of platforms and stages you got to be ready to go. You got to be ready to go. You got to appreciate the opportunity of what that is and go put your best version of yourself and who you are in those arenas, because those will be memories that you'll hold on to for a lifetime. And you want to make sure you did it the right way and you laid it all out there on the field. So I'm super excited about that. And I think that one also is one that's just for the culture, for the ages, for what we do and who we are and what we represent. So it'd be a big time opportunity for us.
I love to see you guys playing Yale and Harvard, because you all value academics well at Howard. You're one of the top schools in the nation with academics overall, just not even talking about sports, but academically. So playing those Ivy League schools, man, got one coming to you, going to the other one, man, has to feel good for you guys. Another opportunity for your young men to shine against an Ivy League school of Yale and Harvard.
Absolutely. And you talk about, Morehouse and having an opportunity to play, in the MEAC/SWAC Challenge and then follow up and do that in Audi Field. This season, and the way that the schedule is built is one that'll be built for, a lifetime of memories for our young people too. And you take this, our program, and I think one of the things we want to make sure people start to understand is that, just because we're synonymous and with excellence in academics, we're building a product that's going to be synonymous with being excellent in athletics as well, and excellent and putting an excellent product on the football field too. Why should Stanford does it? Duke does it. All these great institutions, academic institutions around America, Northwestern and all those people, they do it. So why can't we? And why shouldn't we? And we're going to.
No doubt. And I'm going to ask you, this is a cool thing I noticed. How's it cool to coach with your son, man? That's going to be really fun, right? Having your staff, man. And get him in the business, your business the way that you're in right now. Growing him already, man. How's it feel, brother?
Man, that was an awesome opportunity to have him around, and just on a day-by-day basis, watch him grow and watch him learn and watch him, you know, kind of learn how to navigate the college landscape, both in recruiting and on the field and handling players on a day-by-day basis of, you know, developing a routine of hard work and those type of things. But, you know, but then get a chance to do it under your watch as you watch him grow too, not only as a coach, but, you know, but as a man, as a mentor. So, man, it's one of those deals that's irreplaceable. I think every coach should have an opportunity, if his son wants to coach, to have an opportunity to work with him. Would be a, you know, a benefit to just not only to him, but to you as well. So, man, it's a beautiful thing. Can't talk much, you know, enough about how big that is and how much that means to me and us, right?
Yeah, because I know as you coaches, and know I told you before, my dad's a coach. A lot of times you're on the road recruiting, you're not at home. So it's an opportunity to kind of catch up where, you know, you didn't get it the chance when we was growing up together. I know how it was with my father. Like, it took me getting an adult and him getting off out of it for me to really be around him more, right? So I know how it feels for you as well. I know how he feels now being able to spend time with me now.
Yep. And, you know, just got to be careful about how much of it you take home.
Yes.
Leave it on the field and leave it in the office.
100%. And coach, I see your service, your team is doing a lot of community service as well. You got an Athletes for Hope Award. Talk about that, man, and your team being service to the community and serving others, man, and being there for the community of DC and
That's something that we're obligated to do. We got to be able to, if we want the community to support what it is that we're doing, we have to pour into the community. You have to pay it forward. Is what we talk about within the program and how important it is to go out and lend a hand and integrate yourself, you know, integrate yourself into the community in which we play, in which you walk around and you know, live in every day is huge. It's huge. And the impact that you leave and the legacy that you can leave on one life, two lives, man, it could be impactful. It could be more people in the stands supporting you. It's more people knowing who you are and what you're all about, because you never know who you're going to run into that you can help or that can be of a help to you one day in some way, shape, form, or fashion. So part of the whole aim of that is through building accountability to each other and to his teammates and to the community in which you live. And the only way to do that is to get out and serve. It's to get out and hold hands and roll your sleeves up, get your hands dirty and be a part of that, because in the end, when Howard football wins, Washington D.C. wins. Everybody in the area wins. We all are part of being a part of the winner. When we do that, when we win a football game, so and to have people feel that and want to be a part of that with you, we have to become transparent. They have to know who we are and get to know you as young people, as men, and all those type of things. So it's just another way to build an accountability towards the team, to each other, and to the community in which we live and serve.
And last one for you, coach. You hired Janice Page on the building staff, man. I love what you did, man. That was a cool move you made. Talk about the process of hiring her, what she's meant to your staff so far since she's been brought on, brother.
Janice is one of the brightest minds and fastest up coaches, I think, in this business. I think it's important that we understand the impact that women in football, women in sports can bring to not only our staff, not only to the culture, but to the, you know, not to the players, but to our recruits and their parents and all of those different things. There's such a great and warming aspect to that that truly sells the idea of family and what that looks like and what it is. And she's a bright mind. She always has excellent ideas. She's hardworking. She's committed to the process of building, helping us build this program. She's a Howard alum, so she does it with her heart each and every day. It was an awesome opportunity. We're the lucky ones here with that one. It's an awesome opportunity to add her to the staff full time and make her, you know, our assistant director of operations, director of on-campus recruiting. So she's wearing a big hat for us. And trust me, she totes a big stick. She don't play the radio. She knows what she wants. And she puts her best foot forward every day. And she's doing a tremendous, tremendous job for us right now. We're the fortunate ones. We won there.
No doubt, Coach Scott. Man, look forward to seeing you on the 28th, brother, 27th, the weather we get to town, man. So we'll be cheering for you as always, man. But back in the Howard Bison Blue, man, you know you're my guy, man. I thank you always giving me time to come on the show, brother.
I appreciate you always having me, man. I always love it, enjoy it. Man, I can't wait to see you, brother, get together in person.
No doubt, man. Finally, man, this Zoom Summit game was fun, but we can do it live in the color, brother. You know how it is.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's do it. I'm looking forward to it, baby.
All right, Coach. See you soon, my guy.
All right, man. Be good now. Appreciate you.
No problem. What's up, family? Bet online is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league from the MLB, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. Bet Online continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to Bet Online today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50, BLEAV50, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, where the game starts, who is a proud sponsor of the Boss Man Show on your radio.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.